Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 210, recorded on Sunday, August 19th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I'm picking an old game for tonight. When I went back and just got almost randomly thought about Awful Green things yesterday, that kind of pulled me into a space and an area of the games where they're kind of stacked. I have some old games in them, and so I pulled out, and this is a good game. To be honest, I haven't even looked. I am not aware of a way to buy this as a board game anymore. What I understand is, well, the game is called Harpoon. It is it's modern naval war game rules. It's modern naval, like 1984, five. So it's mid 1980s, and I was in college at the time, and I was in naval ROTC at the time. So I was big into naval combat. And the game was developed by Larry Bond, who is the co-author, along with Tom Clancy, of Red Storm Rising, which is a big, I think it was 1986, which is a huge, like, hypothetical conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union at the time, because it wasn't Russia yet. It hadn't fallen back apart. And Larry Bond, who had been in the Navy and who was kind of was a co-author of that, came up with some miniatures rules to simulate naval warfare during that period of time. And that was a period where I was deep into Napoleonic warfare games. For those of you who are nerdy and in the know, I was an Avalon Hill gaming junkie at the time. So I had a lot of Napoleonic warfare games. I had Sixth Fleet, Second Fleet. I had all of like their fleet fighting games. I was all into that stuff, but Harpoon in particular was, you know, like super, like realistic, super like into the way, at least the information you have had at the time on ships and weapons and planes and, you know, everything. The best information that you had on how those various things worked was how the game worked. It was super, super close to reality. And in fact, my senior year, which was 89, in Naval ROTC, I actually ran Harpoon games as... That was like part of my job within the battalion, within the Navy ROTC battalion. So we used those games to simulate attacks and everything, and like, you know, kind of use them to understand how naval warfare stuff worked at the time. So it was kind of fun. And then, if you want to know that I was hyper nerdy, I had my senior year. I had a single room. I lived all by myself, and I put along one entire wall of my room. I put up like plastic, plastic stuff that you would use on like a wall board or something, so that you could use like dry erase markers. And my intention was, for us to play giant games, because the Harpoon actually can be played with little paper chits on a large field, but it at times, I mean, naval and aerial warfare, because you've got, you know, planes flying above the ships, you know, that can be hundreds of miles. So it is difficult. You can play it with little chits, but you oftentimes either have to have a huge space, or you have to change your, for half the game, 1 inch equals a mile. And then for another half of the game, 1 inch equals, you know, a tenth of a mile or something like that. It has to change really quickly because, you know, at one point, you know, ships and planes can detect each other and attack from over 100 miles. You know, it's not like you're like 100 yards away. You might be 100-120 miles away, and you can actually detect this ship and attack it. And in many cases, way more than that. But that's, you know, there are ranges that they're just used for unclassified purposes. But so what I did is another way to play this game is just on like a whiteboard with dry erase markers. And you just draw in little dots for, and then you move your players, and you move your ships and everything. And I set this up in my my dorm room to play Harpoon on the wall, and did. So I was that kind of game nerd back then. So is it a general 2-player game? I'm sure there may very well be scenarios that are 3-player, but I don't think I've ever played it 3-player. It's mostly US versus the Soviet Union. There are scenarios where either one side or the other, or sometimes both, if you have like a giant thing, have additional ships. Like the United States might also have French ships involved. And so technically, if you wanted to, and then versus the Soviet Union. So technically, if you wanted to, you could have one player playing the United States, one player playing the Soviet Union, and one player playing the 5, you know, French ships versus 12 or 15 American ships that include a bunch of aircraft and stuff. And then you got, you know, 12 or 15, you know, the French may only have 3 or 4 ships, but you could technically play it at a larger than 2-player game. But in general, it's allies versus the Soviet Union, you know, the NATO versus Soviet Union. So it's a 2-player sort of game. As I said, the game, I'm not even going to put up a link. I don't know. I'm not aware that the miniatures game that I have is still available in any way, shape, or form. I do know that the game actually moved on to a computer game in the started in the late 80s. And I think the most recent, according to the Wikipedia article about Harpoon, the most recent release was about 10 years ago. So that's still a while ago, but at the same time, that's way more recent than the board game. And I am actually a big fan of these sorts of heavily chit based, and you've got, you know, some of these highly detailed war games have things like, you know, attrition, and, you know, your troops break and lose their, you know, and run away in the face of danger, or their supply lines get cut, or their supply lines get degraded, and that reduces their effectiveness. And I love that sort of thing, because that is a reality of how that sort of warfare works. But it is so complicated to deal with on a board game, because you've got hundreds or thousands of chits. I've literally had war games, like Napoleonic war games, that we took 4 hours to set up. We did not play the game. We were searching through Chitch to make sure we had the right commanders, to have the right people to go with the commanders. We put them in little piles and blah, blah, blah. And then once we had everyone set out into the right groupings, we put those groupings in the right place on a board that's like 12 feet long by like 5 or 6 feet wide. Gigantic thing. Took forever. Took half an afternoon just to set up the game. And of course, it didn't finish. We just did the best we could. And then, you know, nowadays we might actually take a picture of the board and maybe consider, you know, playing it again. But that's, you had no digital way to do that back in the day. I mean, if you had a camera, I guess you could have taken a picture, but you literally like taking a picture and taking it to somewhere to get it, you know, developed, because this is like 1986, 87. So I actually love those sorts of games, those sorts of highly detailed tactical level board war games on a computer. That is what computer games are made for. They solve all the problems. They handle laying out all the pieces. They handle all the, you know, this, you know, guy is attacking, but he's on a hill and he's attacking a piece that's higher up than him on the hill, and he's in water, or he's in a, you know, a swamp. And so there's two minuses because of that. All that, and computers can just handle that stuff automatically. It is amazing. I love, they are not mainstream digital game companies, but there are game companies that specialize in these sort of level, like these sort of like super tactical level, incredibly detailed computer war games, you know, and they're generally like World War II. I mean, World War I is there, but it gets short shrift. Napoleonic era is big. Civil War is big. But all the wars in between get, you know, Spanish-American War gets short shrift. Most of the European wars during that period get short shrift. But these games do exist, and they are amazing. That has nothing to do with Harpoon. Sorry, I got completely off my... off my base there, but I do love Harpoon. I will be honest, I have not played it in a long time. I pulled it out because it was sitting next to Awful Green Things, and I was like, wow, I have not played this game in forever, but I love this game. I probably played it within the past 10 years. You know, it's not like I haven't played it since the 80s. I have played it, but definitely super realistic, super well done game. I mean, I have played games through to the thing, and things go as they were considered to go in, like, you know, naval simulation type stuff. So, realistic, takes a little while, and yeah, you're probably not going to get a copy of this game, but like I said, there is the Larry Bonds Harpoon Commander's Edition, according to the Wikipedia page, that is only 11 years old, and so it's probably out there somewhere. I'll have to look it up and see if I can find it. I might like to see that game myself, but I enjoy this game. I have a lot of fond memories of it. And it's a rocking two-player game. So there you go. Harpoon by Game Designers Workshop. Designed by Larry Bond. Introduction by Tom Clancy. And a pretty darn good naval simulation game. So this has been Ken Kennedy. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. I'm Ken Kennedy. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My other social media contacts are all at kenzoid.com. If you go down to the Elsewhere panel, this podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you with another, hopefully another review tomorrow. So thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.